Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 14th of July. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we're focusing on confession. It's tough to admit our sins and entrust ourselves to God's grace, but it is essential for our holiness and spiritual growth. We turn for the last time to our passage for this week, Nehemiah chapter 9 and verses 1 to 4. Today we're reading from The Voice. Later, on the 24th day of that same month, the Israelites came back together. Everyone fasted and wore sackcloth to show their repentance. They covered their heads with dust to show their mourning. They also separated themselves from the foreigners who were living among them. Then the Israelites stood up and confessed their sins and the sins of their dead ancestors. For 3 hours they stood in their designated places and read from the book of the Eternal's law. Following that, they confessed and worshipped the Eternal One, their true God, for another 3 hours. On the stairs above them stood the Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chenaniah. With loud cries they called out to the Eternal, their true God. Amen. What comes to mind when you hear the word confession? Depending on your tradition, or perhaps the way you've seen it portrayed in films or on television, you might picture a confession box in an empty church and an embarrassing conversation with the local priest. Those of us who are salvationists might recall conversations we've had at the mercy seat. However you picture it, confession is the first step on a life of integrity. Until you agree with God that you have failed to live your life in accordance with God's standards, integrity will evade you. Nehemiah and the Israelites understood this. Having read from the book of the law for hours, they recognized just how far from God's standards they had fallen. At last, they chose to agree with God about the state of their lives. God wasn't surprised by this. He knew exactly how his people had sinned, but he still loved them. His unfailing covenant of love remained intact. So, instead of condemning them, he gave them grace. When we decide to take the first step to integrity and to confess our sins to God, he is faithful to forgive us. We can trust him and his love. So why not take the first step to integrity today? As you consider your response to that question, you might want to use these questions to help you think it through. As you listen to this devotional today, did God bring to mind any parts of your life you are not living with integrity? If so, why not confess that today and faithfully believe that God forgives you? Thank you so much for joining me on Battle Drill Devotional this week. I hope you'll join me again soon. And in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.